Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh, welcome in to the Captain J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you, we've got Shay, we've got Jay Moore, we got you on a Bears victory Monday with open phone lines for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. And
sorry about that, buddy. My phone wouldn't go off, wouldn't stop making noise. Sorry about that.
$5.
$5?
$5.
I actually have money today.
I mean, in the open.
I only get three singles.
$5. Put everything in the cup, please. Every dollar.
There you go.
I mean, we can't even start yet.
Better than the other day when I forgot my phone.
It's something, boy. Folks, this is me. This is my life.
Let me turn the ringer off.
There you go. Go ahead and let me know when you're ready.
We're good.
All right.
I got it. The volumes are off.
Where did I leave off, Jay Moore? Where did I leave off? Got Shay, got Jay Moore. What else?
Pick it up with Twitch and YouTube.
Okay. 3, 2.
Rolling.
We got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you for Bears Monday with open phone lines for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. Don't forget to watch our show on YouTube and Twitch as well. At Cap, we are living in the afterglow of the NFL draft and the Chicago Bears.
What a draft they had. It was spectacular. And my go-to NFL analyst, Shane Orling, is telling me the kid we got in the fifth round, Austin Booker, is really, really good. He's going to have an intensive breakdown for us tomorrow on this kid. But if he is a piece, you traded back up. You had 11 picks next year. Not all 11 are going to be able to make your roster. So if you traded a 4 next year to get this kid on the board because you really liked him, great addition. I love the drafting of the punter. The punter is a weapon. And in this climate, outdoors at Soldier Field, and you got a guy like that with that leg, let's go. And then, of course, Caleb and Adunze, and then Karan Amagaji from Yale, local kid from Hinsdale. Did you see any of his tweets? They unearthed his tweets from when he was a high school kid. He's a huge Bears fan, and he was firing on them because they were bad.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a diehard fan. I loved it. I loved the passion.
That's right. What I really like, Cap, about what the Bears have been able to do, we know that the Bears didn't have like this long, long list of picks this year, the fewest picks in the NFL coming into the draft. And so with Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze, for those who missed our Friday show, I think it's very simple. When you look at Caleb Williams, we've known for 4 months plus that Caleb Williams is going to be the guy. Even with Justin Fields in a Bears uniform, you know that Ryan Poles looked at the quarterback position and said, you know what, we're going to try to upgrade, if nothing else, reset the quarterback clock by having someone who is the best quarterback on the board. Arguably the best prospect on the board as well with Caleb Williams. We'll see how that all works out the next 2 or 3 years. But the point is, though, is that Caleb Williams is going to be the man. And Caleb Williams clearly is embracing being a Chicago Bear just based on everything you see on social media, all the interviews that he's done. He's excited. And the thing I like, Cap, is not cockiness. It is a commitment. It is excitement. It is confidence that exudes from Caleb Williams. This is not new, by the way, because he was like this at USC as well. You don't. If you're looking for an aw shucks quarterback with his head down and just happy to be here, just happy to be part of the ball club, that's not who Caleb Williams is. A lot of the young athletes are not like that because they want to be able to establish a legacy. When you have a mission statement and you want everyone to know, hey, I want to be legendary in this city. I want to be a legendary quarterback. Hey, man, he's got goals. Rightfully so. I don't want my quarterback to be all shucks looking at his feet when he talks to you. I want a guy that is confident, and that's what's needed in this city at the quarterback position. Again, I'm not guaranteeing anything with Caleb Williams. The makeup and everything I saw in college tells me that he is ready to go and ready to lead this team to greatness.
I love that he engages like the punter. Hey, man, welcome. You're not going to be punting too much this year. I love, as you talked about, that confidence and that fun personality. He welcomes the free agent quarterback we sign out of Western Kentucky. Whoa! Hey, welcome to Chicago. He just has changed the vibe around the team. Mm-hmm. That picture that he took in Detroit, and by the way, hats off to the Motor City. Set a record with 750,000 people at the draft, but they showed up and showed out in the Motor City. So, Shea, way to go, man. Nice job by your town. But I love the picture he took with all the Bears fans. And if you look in the background, there's a Packer fan there. There's a Viking fan there. Yes. There's some Lions fans.
Yes.
Like, oh, God.
Yes.
Bears are for real.
Mm-hmm.
Let's freaking go.
He's part of that excitement, and people want to be a part of it. They want to see the show. Oh, you'll see the show. It's Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
It's his show.
The Roma Dunze thing with his mom where she's giving like her thoughts on how proud I am of you, handsome, and blah, blah, blah. Dude, like all of it. These guys just, it looks super freaking cool to be a Bears fan.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And then Roma Dunze being part of this football team as well. A lot of conjecture, a lot of hand-wringing about what the Bears could do at 9. But again, this is just all the reports that we're reading, and we kept bringing them to you here on Cap and Jay Hood. The idea that the Bears could go up or go down in the draft, but it's right there. If the best available is 9 and it's Roma Dunze, that's exactly what the Bears went for. They got a young asset, which tells you a lot about Keenan Allen. My hope is that Keenan Allen can ball out and be able to play the lion's share of the time because he's got a young, hungry lion right over his shoulder in Roma Dunze at the wide receiver position. The other choices that the Bears made in the draft as well is talking about the offensive tackle from Yale, Amagaje. Okay, so to me, this is somewhat of a project, but it also checks a box on the offensive line. I don't know how good he's going to be. Obviously, you know, you can go to any bar. Hey, barkeep. Can I get the Yale game up there? They throw you out, especially in this city.
Yeah.
No Yale game. I tried that once with Wyoming over at Mother Hubbard's. Got thrown out.
You put the Wyoming game out? No.
Sorry,
Jay Moore.
All I could do is I did the reading like you did over the weekend about this young man. Again, more of a project, more than anything else, but they liked what they saw on film. Besides the Chicago ties, they just want someone to be able to plug a hole. Hopefully he can with the number 3 pick.
Yeah, if he could come in and give you depth on the offensive line, and then he pushes Braxton Jones pushes him, may the best man win at left tackle. I just like them throwing more resources at offensive line. But the Caleb Williams Odunze vibe Friday afternoon at Hallis Hall at 4 o'clock, I'm locked in. My wife said, what are you watching? I'm watching our new football team. I mean, it's just awesome.
Let's talk about the punter, because you mentioned that you liked that move. Torrey Taylor, the punter from Iowa, 4,479 yards on 93 punts. The Ray Guy of college in a lot of ways. He broke a record set going back to 1938. Now, there was some struggling there from Trenton Gill last season. I know that out of the things that you could talk about with the Bears, if we mentioned 10 things, Trenton Gill probably wouldn't make the top 10. But the point is, though, is that the reason why that Torrey Taylor was drafted is because it is Ryan Poles looking at the team and saying, what can we upgrade? That's the whole thing with the draft.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not settled or not happy about certain positions you have in the draft, then you have to be able to upgrade. Torrey Taylor is an upgrade from what you already have.
Massive.
See, but the thing is, and I know people like to be able to pee into the tulips of the Chicago Bears because they're looking for a reason to.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to look at Torrey Taylor and say, that's a mistake. Because that's a clear upgrade from what you have from Trenton Gill. Gill was a 7th-round pick.
Correct.
Okay, 7th-round pick. Okay, so now Torrey Taylor, and again, for those that did not watch Iowa football, let me help you. Iowa offense sucked. You know who the MVP was for Iowa? Torrey Taylor, because of field positioning.
Correct.
He had to. When you're scoring 3 points a game and running the football 2 yards in a cloud of dust and can't move the football, that guy becomes your MVP.
Huge.
So you're just trying to, you're upgrading at that as well. So it's not just that Poles was enamored by Taylor. He looked at his board and goes, okay, there's three phases on this football team. So we got to upgrade at our special teams, too. I know everyone's just all focused on offense or just defense. Special teams matters. It matters. That's why Tory Taylor was drafted.
I absolutely love the pick, and so I reached out to one of my college friends who scouts in the league, and he said, that is a great pick. He said it would never have been there in the fifth round. He said, in your climate, that guy's a weapon. That is a really, really smart pick by Ryan Poles.
Just, again, people can turn a blind eye to special teams. That matters, though, Cap. It matters. So if you feel like Trenton Gill is less than draft his replacement. Let them have a battle, and we know who's going to win that one. Because this guy has got an unbelievable leg, apparently. I saw Iowa. I saw him kick, but I got frustrated seeing him all the time because Iowa couldn't move the football. And then Austin Booker, from the draft pick by Danny Zetterman from Kansas, the defensive end. So I have no problem with that as well because they look at him, and I find him to be a work in progress. 505 snaps in college. He led Kansas in sacks, tackles for a loss, and forced fumbles. He's 6'4", 253, and works in a 4.3.
He can move. And if he is what Shea's telling me this morning, he thinks he is, and he's going to do a deeper dive on him tonight on film. This is a kid who, had he gone back to school, many projected late first, second round pick. Bears get him in the fifth. Let's go. They just got to develop him now. They just got to develop him. Just the whole vibe around this franchise is so radically different this morning.
Now, the question I would have coming out of this draft, Cap, is the defensive tackle. You still need more depth at defensive tackle. Unless Jarvon Dexter takes a huge leap this upcoming season, it's something that the Bears needed to address, and they still need to today. The draft's over. You know, free agency was, I thought, was stellar for the Chicago Bears, but defensive tackle is something that they have to be able to take a look at. They are leaning on Jarvon Dexter to take a big leap. Hopefully he can, because it's needed on this team.
Now they've got to just go out and comb the available free agents once June 1 hits, so we get all these cap casualties, the post-June 1 cuts. Those could come down any day, but they're not effective until after June 1, and see if there's an edge. Does Yannick Ngakoue come back on a one-year deal? I don't think you're counting on a fifth-round rookie to be the opposite edge of Montez Sweat. You've got to develop, and he's got to earn that spot. Maybe somebody they've already got there. Maybe Dominic Robinson takes a step. We'll find out. But it's going to be hard, as Ryan Pohl said, to make this roster. The roster has changed in 2 years so dramatically, it's unbelievable.
Yes, Cap. And that's how good organizations are supposed to do it.
Correct.
We admire Kansas City. We admire San Francisco. We admire the Patriots under Bill Belichick all those years because incrementally they got better or they had a championship-like standard.
Mm-hmm.
With the Chicago Bears, we're so not used to it, people don't know how to react. Here's two things off the top. One, it's not about my board. I don't have a board, and Cap doesn't have a board, but it's not about your board as a Bears fan on what the Bears should have done, what they should have done as far as your board, because the only board that matters is the one in Lake Forest.
Correct.
That's number one.
That's correct.
Number two, when it comes to the Chicago Bears team, again, unless you just got dropped into the city and you just learned about Chicago Bears lore this year, Cap and I have lived it for many, many years. We've never seen anything like this.
Nothing.
But we got to make sure we underline the point, Cap. We've never seen anything like this as far as not about the draft. It's just about the building, the process of how they were able to get this done. And again, I'm guaranteeing anything as far as the Bears being the top of the NFC North on the way to the Super Bowl. The point is that the arrow's pointing up for them to get there because they're building it the right way.
They are. And I said this to you, I believe I said it to you on Friday, watching our war room when they would give a shot, there's polls and even from it, we just look different, man. It just looks like we're one of the better teams, how we're run in the NFL now. Doesn't it? That vibe.
Right.
Again, they got to go out on the field and they got to produce. But man, oh man, I'm excited. I haven't been this excited for Bears football in a long, long time.
So there's two things I look at, right? First, I check myself and I go, is it just me? Or am I just really, really excited about the blue and orange? And then I look at the process of how they're able to build this and I go, I'm justified to feel optimistic about the Bears.
You are?
I'm justified. And it's not just because I'm a lifelong fan. I mean, many that are listening are lifelong fans of the Chicago Bears. But it's just, it's right there in front of you on how they're able to build this. And with Caleb Williams and his excitement. Again, he's a young man, emotional, that wants to be able to win. I mean, it's really fascinating, Cap. Think about all the top draft picks that the Bears have had. And think about if they've ever had that kind of energy and excitement to come into the building. Where, as you mentioned, I got the alerts on for Caleb Williams to make sure it's not a fake Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. I got my alerts locked in to know it's a real Caleb Williams on Twitter. And I go through it. But I mean, it's buzzing every 15 minutes.
Oh, he's Caleb Williams. He's all over it.
Oh, God. Every draft pick, every scrappy pickup, he's welcoming them into the Chicago Bears.
Love it. Love it.
It's like, wait a minute. So let's talk about this. Shay, let's open the phone lines this morning. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. The new look Bears, are they dangerous? What did you think of what the Bears did in the draft? Who's the best team in the NFC North? And then where are the Bears as far as the hierarchy in the NFC North? Let's get your overall thoughts on what happened over the weekend with the Bears in the draft on the home of the Bears, Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports.
If you missed something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's a Cap and Jay Hood morning show on a Bears Monday on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-3776 is our phone number as we talk to you about Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze and the rest of the Bears draft, getting your overall thoughts on what the Bears did. Any omissions? Any question marks? I will tell you this. We are living in the afterglow of the NFL draft, Cap, because just a great time to be a Bears fan because the arrow's pointing up for the franchise.
Yes, it is. And you have the audio of when they picked the punter there. And
I do?
Yes. The guy was wearing a Jack Sanborn jersey. Mm-hmm. He was English. And when he came out and did the announcement of Chicago picking Torrey Taylor with pick 125, it is freaking sensational because he was tweaking all the NFC North fans that were there. And then Torrey Taylor spoke. He got the phone call from Ryan Poles, and they put him out with Eberflus and with Richard Hightower. It's like, it's a punter. And I've talked to enough people that I trust that know that they're like, dude, he's different. This is different. This is a really, really good pick.
Hey, Bears fans, can you hear anything? Because I can't.
Oh, boy.
It is an honor and a privilege to be making this selection for the best team in the NFC North. The best team in the NFC. The best team in the NFL. The Bears.
Boy, he's going full Guy Ritchie here.
Shout out to all the UK Bears fans. With the 122nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, our Chicago Bears select Torrey Taylor, punter, Iowa.
There you go.
That was so great.
Yes. Thank you. I'm happy for that guy. Unfortunately, Rich Eisen gobbled him up. As usual, unprofessionalism from Eisen. Not a surprise.
Wow.
Nonetheless, I mean, just let the guy just give the pick.
Right.
You got all this airtime. Can you let that guy just give the pick? Do you have to step on it?
Use your word. He stuck his beak in there.
Yeah, stuck his beak. For no reason.
Right.
For no reason. But it's Rich Eisen.
Correct.
Yeah. Again, not a surprise. But I'm happy for the young man that he was able to to represent the Chicago Bears. But then you've got
Bears with their final pick of this draft.
The Jack Seaborn jersey.
Hey.
Jack Seaborn jersey.
Hey.
Yeah. NFL Network, stellar as always.
Yeah. It would be Sanborn. And then they trade back up.
Jack Seaborn, you're unbelievable.
Correct.
There you go.
And then they trade back up and get Austin Booker. I'm like, oh, got a Kansas guy. I walked in and Shay's like, I love that pick. Okay, do a deep dive on him. And everything I've read, people are really excited about him being on the board.
Yeah, I mean, again, I like what the Bears have done even before we got to last Thursday. Just being able to build this thing. And as Ryan Pohl said several years ago, I want to be able to do this the right way. this is the right way for him to do it, just building it. And again, there's still holes. I have a fresh depth chart. And by the way, as the draft was going on, I was happy to go to our lads, and they were plugging them in, Cap. As I had the board up, boom, Odunze pops up. Boom, Caleb Williams pops up. You know, I have this open every day, right? It's just like before, as I come in, the whole board is always there. Every day, the depth chart for the Chicago Bears. I'm looking for something new, and then look at the new names popping in all over the place for this Bears team. It's exciting.
Super cool.
Yeah, it's exciting. I open it every day.
Super cool to see where this thing is headed. And, of course, there are going to be some out there that are going, well, he hasn't done anything yet, and I'm going to reserve judgment.
Fair.
Okay, that's fair.
Fair.
Be you. I'm going to go all in.
Yeah.
Meathead all in.
I understand that point of view, by the way. It's like the Bears haven't done anything yet. Right? Yeah, but you know why they haven't done anything? Because the season hasn't started yet.
Correct.
That's why. Yeah, the season has to start. You have to see how it all works together. I said this way before the draft and before free agency. You can have as many holes filled as possible. The bottom line is that it all has to come together. Coaching staff, new players, old players, it all has to work together in concert. All right, let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. 312-332-3776 here on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Carl and Dixon on Cap and J-Hood. Carl, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So it's hard to not give them a solid A for the first round, but overall it's a B+. There's a couple of disagreements I have with the latter picks. I thought we could have addressed the safety knee when Cameron Kitchens was available, the guy from Miami. He seemed like a good fit. And also Cedric, the center from Georgia, seemed like someone that fell to our lap and had a lot of upside. And with the seventh round, with Brendan Rice being available, I would like to see them have traded up into the seventh round and get him on that rookie contract and pair him up with his college receiver. It seemed like the risk-reward value would have been extremely in our favor. So those are my disagreements.
So you wanted to give up future draft capital to get back into the seventh round?
Sure. I would have tried to work a deal out with the team. I think I could have came up with something.
Okay. I didn't get really outraged by that. And they've got a pretty good wide receiver room now.
In the seventh rounder, though, it's a worth it.
So you're giving more future draft capital away to get a
receiver. Yeah, but how much are you giving up to move into the seventh round? A sixth and a seventh or two sevenths? Or, you know,
Why am I giving up multiple picks next year to go get a receiver who I don't think has a chance to play next year for our team?
But what happens when Keenan Allen's gone? Maybe he develops over those next 2 years and we have him on a seventh round deal.
I got Rome Odunze. I got Tyler Scott who's trying to develop. And I got Velus Jones who's trying to develop. And then I'll have my full complement of picks next year. I'll go get myself a receiver if that's what I need to do.
So a B+ on the Carl's board.
Correct. We will agree to disagree.
No, just the point is that we knew that this was going to be a talking point when the Bears had so few picks in the draft.
Correct.
But again, when you look at it with perspective, the Bears, what they did is they got Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze. They got Montez Sweat via trade. Amagaje with the third pick. You got Keenan Allen via trade. You have Torrey Taylor and Ryan Bates. And you've got Austin Booker. That's what the Bears did. All this via trade or actual pure draft picks.
Pretty good.
That's
pretty
what
good, kid.
That's the draft.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that.
So I was arguing, we were debating this morning. If you look back, their 83 draft is the greatest draft in the history of the franchise.
Without question.
Without question. They drafted Jimbo Covert, Hall of Fame, Willie Gault, starter on a Super Bowl team, Mike Richardson, starter on a Super Bowl team. Dave Duerson, starter on a Super Bowl team. Tom Thayer, starter on a Super Bowl team. Hall of Fame defensive end Richard Dent in the eighth round. And Mark Bortz, starting guard on a Super Bowl team in the eighth round as well. Best draft they've ever had. 63, I believe it was. It was 65. They drafted with their, they had two first round picks. We'll take Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers. Pretty good, kid.
Well, no doubt. Now you're talking about legacy players right there in that particular draft.
Correct.
As far as the amount of people that made an impact for the 85 Bears team, look at that whole draft.
Oh, my God.
Look at it.
That's unbelievable.
Let's go to Joe and Bourbon A on Cap and J Hood. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Today has been awesome to wake up to after the weekend we had. Just talking about the draft and everything, among my friends and seemingly with you, it's for the first time in my life, I don't have false hope coming out of the draft. You know, over the last few eras, we had Trubisky. We weren't really confident, but we had this like false sense of hope. With Fields, I think there was a little more confidence, but still, like for me and my friends, it was a false sense of hope. For the first time in my life, I truly feel confident coming out of the draft. Like, we have a team that's actually going to compete, and it's because of our front office, who is, like, Ryan Poles. I didn't really believe in him at first, but just the way he's conducted himself, not doing anything cute, just addressing everything we need. And I think he did it perfectly. I'm still on the fence about Caleb Williams, but just that guy's confidence. He's not cocky, and I don't know. I like, this is just the best I've felt, just in terms of just being confident. I don't have false hope. I truly believe this is going to be a team that's just going to compete. We just need to develop. That's the only thing we have to do. Just develop, and then...
Hey, Joe, don't sit on that fence too long, man. Hey, you know, that causes chafing.
I'm confident, Hoodie. Not false hope. I'm not caught counting Super Bowls.
Yeah.
The one thing is we look great. We just have to develop. We just have to develop.
Well, you said you were on the fence about Caleb Williams. I'm just saying, if you don't stay on that fence too long, you better get some lube, because that causes chafing. That's what I'm saying to you.
Hey, that's good advice, Hoodie. I appreciate that. But I'm coming off. But you know what I mean? It's I'm all in. Like, before, it's I'm not saying I'm on the fence where I'm going to criticize him. He's my quarterback. He is. And I'm ready. I have never been this excited. I'm about to go to Dick's Sporting Goods in an hour and a half and buy my first Bears hat in 10 years.
Holy
cow. Go get him, man.
Yeah. Wear your blue and orange proudly.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Also, what I really loved.
Thank you, Joe.
Our neighbors to the north in Wisconsin. They ain't too happy with what went on with the Bear this weekend.
No. When you start to have some tremors from up north, the team that's owned the Bears for a long time, the quarterback that's owned the Bears for a long time, now that says something. We'll have that for you coming up next. If you're on hold, you will be on the air on a Bears Monday. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. Are the Packers worried? We'll explain that next on the Cap'n J. Hood Morning Show.
Here's today's headlines with Cap'n J. Hood.
Well, an interesting weekend in Chicago sports. How about the Chicago White Sox sweeping away the Tampa Bay Rays at guaranteed rate? Andrew Benintendi had a breakout series, 6-for-13, 2 home runs, a walk-off, and 8 RBIs. He's now the White Sox season leader in RBIs. Sox will play the Twins tonight at guaranteed rate at 640 on ESPN 1000. Cubbies lost the series to the Red Sox. Pounded 17-0 on Saturday. They won Friday, and a 6-5 loss last night on Sunday Night Baseball. The fall to 17-11, and injuries continue to pile up. Jordan Wicks, the latest to go on the injured list with a strained forearm. Cubs start a series with Jameis Tyone on the hill with the Mets tonight. At 6:10. Full results of the Bears draft: quarterback Caleb Williams, wide receiver Rome Odunze, tackle Kieran Amagaji from Yale. He's also from Hinsdale. Iowa punter Torrey Taylor. And Kansas Slayer edge rusher Austin Booker. Right. NFL.com draft grades gave the Bears an A-, the highest grade in the NFC North.
That was Jay Moore.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
We're back, baby. We're back. We're back. Classic.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
What's up, Bears fans? Torrey Taylor here. Really excited to be a Bear, and really just can't wait to get to work. A little loss of words at the moment still, and hasn't really sunk in, but really just appreciate all the coaches, and I know a lot of things go into this. So, yeah, like I said, really excited to be a Bear, and can't wait to get to work and move over to the city of Chicago, which isn't too far away. But, again, really appreciate everyone's support, and go Bears.
Torrey Taylor, newest Chicago Bears,
love
the punter.
Love it. And our friend Shane, he's listening. He sent us some interesting information.
Is that from the Tape Never Lies podcast?
That is correct. He and Phil. Why did the Bears draft a punter in round 4? Field position is a big factor in winning games. One study from the 3013, that's a group of former GMs and coaches, revealed that for every additional net yard per punt, it equals 7.29 points over the course of an entire season. One more touchdown net worth of points for or against could easily result in another win. Net punt average by season last year, Torrey Taylor, 44.4. Trenton Gill, the outgoing punter, 38. That's a big difference.
If you feel like you want to upgrade on your defensive line or your offensive line or your quarterback or running back, you have every right to do that. There are three phases in the National Football League. What the Bears did is they upgraded punter.
They did.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's what a GM is supposed to do. It doesn't matter if you don't like special teams, you hold your nose because it's a punter. It's that important. It actually is important.
And in this climate,
yeah, it's important.
You got to have a big leg, and this guy has a monster of a leg. And then after we got Caleb, they got Roma Dunze. And the people in the Wisconsin State, not real happy.
Bucks, how you doing? Bears are going to get Rome! Dude, what the hell? The Falcons, man. The freaking Falcons. All right. They get freaking Rome! They get Rome! No! No! Oh, I hate it. 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 Give it a 90. Yep, Falcons did slam their... Yep, they did. They did. Oh, that sucks. That's a great pickup for the Bears. I can't even lie. That's a great pickup.
That's how Milwaukee radio sounds up there.
That's it.
Just a lot of ellipses and a lot of yelling.
I loved it. I absolutely loved to hear their frustration.
And the Packers fans podcast.
Correct.
Is where that came from.
That is correct.
They're doing a live show, and then they found out that Roma Dunze fell to the Bears at 9, and there you have it. Makes me wonder about the hierarchy of the NFC North, Cap. Again, Detroit, to me, is still on the top of it. The Packers are still going to be heard from because you saw what happened last year with Jordan Love, and that team is going to be in a good position, even though there's some question marks about what they did in the draft. Nonetheless, where the Bears fall, it's the Bears and the Vikings. Where are they jockeying for position with the number three spot in the NFC North?
How would you, so you'd go Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota?
For now.
I would go Detroit, Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota. And Minnesota's got talent now.
All I'm going by is what I've seen. Again, all this has to be able to come together. It doesn't mean the Bears can't be a playoff team. What I'm saying is that it still all has to have to come together. I'm excited about where the Bears are going, but now it all has to be able to work. Both sides of the football now. I'm looking for how the Bears can get to the quarterback more often. Again, defensive tackle is something that is a big, big red light for me that's glaring for this football team. How will they get to the quarterback outside of Montez Sweat? Linebackers, secondary, it matters.
Let's go.
So we'll see what happens. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. On the west side, here is Walter on Cap and J Hood. Walter, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
I will actually give the Bears draft grade an A- as well. For anybody that's feeling salty about the kicker in the fourth round, three phases of football matter. You need to know that because Lovie Smith did mention that before. And on top of that, I think that was Austin Booker, that guy can, if developed right, he can definitely be a stud. I do trust our D-line coach. After all, I don't know if he was part of that Raiders team that developed Max Crosby, but if he could somehow turn him into that, I think we got a stud. And I was not, and I lost money on parlay because I did not expect the Sox to sweep the Tampa Bay Rays. But other than that, it's a good day to be a Bears fan. I had a great weekend. I'm pretty sure Cap did as well.
Yep. Outstanding.
And your buddy, Phil, man, that guy, that network is very good. And but other than that, you guys have a wonderful Monday, and go Bears.
Go Bears. Yeah, they had a big breakdown, too. And it's just so much fun to see the city alive. I went to see a Little League game last night. Adam Johns coaching one team, Danny's kid playing on the other team. And I had like 10 different parents come up. Dude, the Bears. They're like back. Like people are alive in the streets. Super cool.
And Crystal Lake, here's Jim on Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, so, you know, I got a bunch of Bears merchandise. I've had it for years. And I keep on getting new stuff. I wear it. I wear it. It's comfortable. I like it, you know. But now I wear it with pride. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. I live near the border. I go up to Wisconsin quite a bit. I'm very, very proud of it. I don't have a jersey. But you know what? I'm going to get a jersey that says Willaduns.
What does that stand for?
That's Williams and Adunze.
Man, I hope that the nickname Dunce does not stick for Romo Dunze, by the way. My hope is that doesn't stick, Jim. Dunce. Okay.
Wow.
Jim, thank you very much for the phone call. In Monee, here is John on Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning. Let's go. Best draft I've seen in my lifetime, so I'm pretty pumped. I don't know how anybody's saying anything but an A+, because, man, we addressed every need we had. Some surprises with the punter, which I think is going to be an exceptional punter for us. Can't complain. Excited for the season.
I guess, to put it in perspective, Cap and I just did it moments ago, and for our new listeners, John, let's do this together. It's Caleb Williams because it's a fresh quarterback. It's something new. It's different. It's the number one pick, arguably the best prospect out of this draft, followed by Roma Dunze. Montez Sweat is part of this deal as well because he came over via trade. Dallas Comegys, also part of this. Yeah, Dallas Comegys is also part of this on the offensive line. You got Keenan Allen. You have Torrey Taylor, the punter. You have Ryan Bates, who
probably starts at center,
right? And then Austin Booker. So just add in the sprinkle of the veterans on here, too. That makes it a pretty complete draft.
Absolutely. And with the trade with Carolina did for us, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's got to go down as the best NFL trade ever, right?
It, other than the Herschel Walker deal, because that was the guy running the Vikings was insane.
But, man, I've never been so excited for the Bears. I just want to say, let's go. It's got to be. I watched every game since I've been 6 years old. I'm going to watch every game and the highlights three times every weekend now. You know?
Yeah, it's must-watch stuff. It is.
Absolutely.
John, we appreciate the telephone call.
Have a good week.
Coming up next, we're going to hear from Ryan Poles, the general manager for the Chicago Bears, the architect with the hard orange hat.
Yes.
There he is there.
And the vest.
Yes.
And the safety goggles.
Is he actually in there, Cap, or is he the foreman of all of this? Is he just overseeing it, or does he have his hands in
the dirt? He just shows up occasionally, gets out of like a really nice big black SUV, and they're like, hey, the boss is here. And all the workmen come up, and they hand him one of those helmets to put on and safety goggles. And he goes through like, what are we going to do here? Yeah. So, he's the boss.
Big orange helmet of Ryan Poles. So we're going to hear from Ryan Poles, get his thoughts about the draft, and more of your phone calls coming up. Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With you until 10 o'clock, and then Mike Greenberg comes in at 10, followed by Carmen and Yurko at 12. Waddle and Sylvie at 2:30 into the White Sox and Twins. 6 o'clock right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Some thoughts from Ryan Poles, the general manager for the Chicago Bears, on this draft being the best of his career.
I don't really look at it that way, but to have the opportunities we did this year for everything to go what I think is in a really good direction, it's really big for our football team. I think we made huge strides forward. There's work to be done, but you know, this is an impact draft for this organization for sure.
What are you proud of?
I would say I think it's really rare to have the skill level be improved so much, but the culture and the people be like top notch as well. Like to bring really good people and really talented players in, and for that to be the same, I think that's really hard. And you don't have to worry about, you know, having a bad locker room, bad culture, through adversity, things going bad, and it starts to eat at itself. These guys love being around each other. They love football, And that's, you know, coming up through scouting, those are the kind of the staples. You want to make sure guys are passionate about football, they're good teammates. And you lean into that, and you got to have faith that when you put a bunch of those people together, it can be special. So I'm just proud of the people that we've brought in on top of the talent as well.
Ryan Poles, general manager for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, he just looks always calm and in control, even when it was a 14-game losing streak. He never lost sight of we're building something here. It's going to take some time. And they just keep chipping away. And then they hit the home run with the trade. And they get the number one pick again. Yeah, I couldn't be more excited for this season.
Stephen Barrington on Cap and Jay Hood. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Sparkles. How we doing?
What's going on, Cookie?
Oh, you know, living the life as a Packer fan here. So I know we were talking about if Packers fans are scared or not. I was going to say, I feel like every single time Green Bay and Chicago square up, it's a toss-up game. And those are special games, and anything could happen, even if one of the teams is down that season. So, you know, kind of always scared. But as far as the getting Caleb Williams and Roman Dunze, obviously a little scared, but honestly, I'm just as scared as I was as when they drafted Justin Fields.
Hang on a second, because Mike in Batavia wants to talk to you. Steve, say hello to Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Mike, jump into the conversation. What do you think?
I would not fear the Bears draft. Yeah, they did good things, but they haven't beat them in 10 games. At this point, you got to win on paper. And Green Bay had a pretty good draft, too. We addressed all of our needs during free agency and via the draft.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. I do agree. So that's what I was going to say, is I feel like, yeah, I'm a little nervous, but until I see something, you know, on the field, you know, it is what it is.
So, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. No, I was just going to echo the sentiment of the Bears. They still stink, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Steve, you agree?
What did he say?
He said the Bears still stink.
Yeah, I mean, on paper they look good, but paper's paper, and on the field's the field. So, I mean, I don't think that they've addressed a couple things, but there's definitely still some holes. So, I think like Mike said, Green Bay, we addressed a lot of stuff over the draft. I think our defense is, you know, we're the youngest team in the NFL last year. So I think that we're growing, and I'm honestly, at the same time, on the other side of the coin, I'm not worried about Detroit.
Okay.
I'm almost more worried about the Bears than Detroit.
Yeah, that's interesting he says that, right?
Yeah, it is.
Steve, Mike, we appreciate the telephone call.
He said they had the youngest team in the NFL. I think the Bears were the second.
Yes.
So we're right there with you.
Yes. Yes. So we heard from Packer fans now, Steve and Mike, saying that, you know, Steve's more concerned than Mike is. And rightfully so, by the way, because of what the Bears were coming into this season, what the Bears have been. Now the question is, can they turn the tables? Can they be a perennial playoff team? Because ultimately, it goes through Green Bay first. To me, you got to be able to knock out the Packers once. How about twice in a season? When's the last time we've seen that?
Oh, God.
Right?
Last time they beat the Packers, I told you this, Mitchell Trubisky was the quarterback, and we clinched the division at Soldier Field 24-17.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Aaron Rodgers. We haven't beat them since.
Right.
So it's time. It's time to go beat their ass. But again, a lot of them, I have friends who are Packer fans. I was talking to my neighbors who are Packer fans. They were from, they originally lived in Wisconsin. I get it. They just can't admit it. It's like that scene in My Cousin Vinny when he's got the guy on the stand. He said, go ahead, say it. They know. Go ahead. Just say it. Yep, they know. And they know. We're coming.
Yeah. But you got to prove it on the field, Cap. That's what it comes to. Prove it on the field. You have built this the way you want to build it. Now it's time to win.
We go to this farmer's market in Wisconsin every week in the summer. And I would wear a Bears shirt, hoodie, whatever. And I'd always get these pathetic little pat on the head. Keep trying, little guy. It'll get better one day. And they laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Here we go.
Joey G is with us on Cap and J Hood. Joey, good morning.
Joseph.
Good morning, guys. Who was the guy that said they stink?
Mike.
Mike. Okay. Game one, we'll see when we play the Packers. Here, the whole thing is I'm tired of the ifs, ands, buts, this and that. We have a Super Bowl contender team. If the puzzle fits first year, I think we're going to win some playoff games, not the Super Bowl yet. And for everybody out there, I saw an interview with Caleb Williams, and Adunze's nickname is Odes.
Odes.
O-D-S. Odes, he calls them.
Like a hockey name.
Yeah, me and Odes are excited to be a Bear.
Odes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I like Odes.
But yeah, so that's it. Odes, I mean, this is like backyard football camping, Hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
These two guys are going to be like a cat's backyard and tossing the ball 40, 70 yards. So, again, Bears win. Bears win the division. Mark it down.
Let's
Bears
go.
Bears win the division.
All right. We got you down. We appreciate your telephone call.
Rock and roll, Joey G. I'm just so excited, man. Like, wow. The big rock has lifted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how in the winter, everyone's bundled up, and you're like, and in the summer, you see these beautiful people walking around. You're like a big rock lifted. They all come out.
That's right.
Same with the football team. The rock is lifted, and here comes our talent.
In 2 minutes, we give you shot or no shot on a Bears Monday on Chicago's Home for Sports.